explain it to me? A raid.
Well, he's a lawyer. He could explain it.
Huh?
He studied that in law school.
Oh, I can imagine. That's about the only place they would talk about something like that. They're very lucky that they taught that in law school.
Lowenthal.
Here.
Huff.
Here.
Ashburn.
Present.
DeSaunier. Harmon.
Here.
Kehoe.
Here.
Kehoe here. Padley.
Here.
Simidian. Wolk.
Here.
Okay.
I just want to point out that we're only hearing one item on the agenda, although there are some agenda items, some agendas that say we're hearing two, SB 1371. But since we've already voted on it, it would be very innovative to then hear it in the committee. I think we'll just dispense with that. And so we'll just stick with SB 1394. Welcome, Senator Kehoe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. This bill has to do with renewal of driver's licenses and some details thereof. It's been amended. The bill now removes three sunset clauses and extends another sunset by an additional year on provisions that direct the Department of Motor Vehicles to administer a driver's license re-exam that are, if the re-exam is, or when the re-exam is prompted by either a doctor, a traffic or health officer, or a family member. These statutes were created about 10 years ago by former Senator Tom Hayden in his efforts to ensure that drivers with medical conditions are properly identified by the DMV so that the DMV can administer a license re-exam. As it turned out, the sunsets were set to expire at the end of this year. Continuing the current statutes will ensure the safety of all drivers by having the DMV maintain its current examination process. And the bill was brought to my attention by a family in San Diego who lost a daughter in a head-on collision with in this case, an older driver, though this bill does not address age. And we just think that these sunsets it's time for them to be removed and allow the DMV to continue with the practice of having a re-exam if the driver is referred to the DMV by a family member, police officer, or the other appropriate people. Ask for your eye vote.
Good. Are there witnesses in support? Witnesses in opposition? Bill's been moved by Senator Wolk. Would you like to close?
I would ask for your eye vote.
I have a question.
Yeah,
3 degrees of consanguinity.
Consanguinity is
consanguinity.
It's a family member related by blood. And I don't know how far 3 degrees goes out, but
3 degrees
more than your second cousin.
And
3 degrees is a nephew.
And Senator Harmon said that they studied this in law school.
Or a grandchild, okay.
Right.
Great grandchild would be 3.
I am also pleased that you just did the 1 year for the health officers. There's been a lot of questions. There are those, and DMV is studying that. I had a bill on that.
Right, I remember.
Yeah, actually came out of the Department of Neurology at UC San Diego were the original ones that asked me to deal with, and then the Epilepsy Foundation. And there are some unanswered questions that we need to get more information on. And so I think you really have dealt with this in a clear way.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Will Secretary please call the roll?
Lowenthal?
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Huff?
Aye.
Huff, aye. Ashburn?
Aye.
Ashburn, aye. DeSaunier?
Aye.
DeSaunier, aye. Harmon?
Aye.
Harmon, aye. Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Padley?
Aye.
Padley, aye. Simidian? Wolk?
Aye.
Wolk, aye. 8-0.
Bill has 8 votes, sufficient for passage.
Thank you. Thanks, members.
Hearing that, this committee is over.
You might be right, but it's...